Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here on Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. I'm joined by Irina.
Hello.
Who's
the spendy one?
Who never spends any money at all on anything. You're a discount girl.
Kurt, what? Could I get something cheaper at a worse place?
Why, yes.
Yay!
I don't know where.
How did I become?
Why did I? How did I become the doge in this relationship?
He is very passive aggressive.
No, that's outright aggressive. There's nothing passive about it.
What you're talking about?
I'm literally the doge of our relationship.
What did I spend on? Jeez.
What didn't you?
Oh, on our houses? Yes. Really.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Anyway, God, that's lame. Oh, so anyway.
Nobody wants to hear this.
So.
Uh-huh.
So, what about Doge?
What about Doge?
Have your, look, yeah.
Tell us about Doge.
No, I need you is because you still communicate with SSRI-ridden Chardonnay wine.
I really don't.
You look at Face Machine book.
I don't really see any of them. I think they've all, blocked me.
What? We're in the middle of this home, the land of this home has no hate or whatever. Hate has no home here.
Well, they don't.
Except for you.
They block me.
They said they hate you.
So there's no.
Hate has no home here. Asterisk.
Posting, then
except for the Schlichters or the Moises, because you don't have my last name, which is a long story.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell it. It's not exciting. It's not here's a dramatic insult.
There's a reason.
There is a reason.
Okay.
It's laziness.
Well.
On my part, mostly. But anyway, you guys are going, oh, this is a great one. I can just see the guys who process this. They're going, oh, it's one of those. It's one of those unredacteds. You know, last week, Kurt was great. He was talking law, talking the difference between a temporary restraining order and injunction. People were learning things.
And today he's being passive aggressive.
I'm not being passive. There's nothing passive. I reject the passivity.
What are you even talking about? Okay.
Here do they. They're like, are you going to get to a point? Or are we just going to, are we going to have to be satisfied with the one at the top of your head? Well, those wine women of yours.
They're mine now.
They're terrible. Oh, my gosh. Now, you saw that video. You were looking at it. The more I saw it later, the girl who got caught ripping down the guy's sign.
Yeah.
And the cop's like, and she's like a student. Yeah. And the cop's like, hey, wait a minute. Stop. I don't have to stop. No, I'm a cop. You have to stop. Also, you need a bra. It's not that cold
I
either.
I was just going to say, what brought the bra?
I was like, what are you, Jennifer Aniston in one of the better issues of, as episodes of Friends? But. No, she's, and she had a stud through her nose.
Yeah, she did.
And then she's like, what? And it was like, the cop's like, well, you went up, did you damage this guy's sign? And she looks at him and she's like, well, he made me mad. I'm like,
can I go now?
She's like, can I go now? And the cop's like, no, you're busted. And then you're probably going to have to do community service. Well, I can't. I'm a student. I don't have time for this.
She was pretty much like, can I just get off of the warning?
What about redemption? She literally goes, what about redemption? He goes, nah, there's no redemption.
Yeah, after you've done 6 months. Oh my gosh, what a crap.
Is this going to have a really bad effect on my life? Yes!
Yes.
Now, congratulations, you've now learned about punishment. You were no doubt one of those little brats in the supermarket, who's screaming and yelling and throwing things, mommy going, it makes mommy sad when you throw the boxed macaroni and cheese. And the kid's like, wah!
It, or makes her drink, too.
Well, no, she was drinking already.
Her mom.
Gobbling the SRO. She was, offended that she's, being held responsible for something. She's like, well, I this is just outrageous. Why? Okay, because someone makes you mad doesn't mean you get to destroy their stuff, which brings us all to the Tesla thing.
Oh, and we're right behind one.
We are behind a Tesla. Yay!
It doesn't look like it's been keyed or anything, right?
And have you noticed how many number trannies?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of trannies scratching the Teslas. But it's all unattractive people. Somebody was like,
yes, that too.
You know, because it has an automatic camera. Somebody's like, I will literally get off of Twitter if you can show me a video of someone attractive keying a car. Dude's still on Twitter. Dude's going to be on Twitter forever. This idea that, well, my politics isn't working, so I'm going to damage your stuff and threaten you. Also, my democracy. Of course, I mean, this is part and parcel of what Democrats do. They kind of winked and nodded at the low-grade insurgency we had in the beginning of the 70s, which people don't know about. You should go read the book Days of Rage. There were thousands of bombings, hundreds of attacks on cops. It was truly a very low-grade insurgency, but it was an insurgency. You had leftists out there on a terrorist campaign, and they killed a significant number of people. Also, a significant number of them got killed. Which was great.
The Weather Underground.
They blew up their own house, their bomb factory, which I think was great. Sadly, one of them lived. She ran out of it naked, ran away. She's now like a professor or something.
Of course she is.
I remember just here in L.A., well, I wasn't in L.A., I was in San Mateo, but when the SLA kidnapped Patty Hearst, huge deal in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Because Hearst owned the newspaper and she's kidnapped out of Berkeley. She's living with her boyfriend. And of course, they brainwashed her. She became a bank robber. And, you know, they made her join in the stuff. And for some reason, the government decided to prosecute her. And one of the only few smart things that Jimmy Carter did was pardon her. Okay, when you're taken prisoner, raped by Sing Q and the rest of the psychopaths, you don't. But, okay. For exactly the result that they got. They got huge attention. And they had a house down here in, we're not too far from it, in Los Angeles. They were robbing down here, robbing places. And they're pretty well armed. And they the cops found out about it. The LAPD surrounded them. And that was like, you ever see Heat? I mean, that was a real gunfight. That was like machine guns, you know, back and forth. And they finally fired tear gas canisters into the place, which caught on fire, and it burned five of them to death, which is cool. But, man, no, that was like, but the thing, I mean, but, you know, that was the left. And the left supported that. And the left will support it again. I think, you know, we may see another insurgency like that. And the problem is we now have, you know, based people like Cash and Dan Bongino at the FBI who are already, you know, acting to fight this kind of stuff. I love that these guys are getting busted for doing their keying.
Oh, yeah.
But the guys using Molotov cocktails, those guys...
God, I hope they see at least 20 years.
A Molotov cocktail is a, under federal law, is an illegal destructive device. And using an illegal destructive device in an act of terrorism, which is an attempt to change politics by fear, intimidation, and violence, that's 20 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's been like three of them caught, all trannies. You know, and they're the ugliest looking trannies too. You're not talking like pros, like Thai lady boys, right? There's not a lot of lady there. All right. These dudes.
They're rough.
They're needing to hit the Gillette. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're all, oh, I just can't stand these freaks. It's so weird. But no, this has to be crushed. And zero Democrats have come out on it. Schumer's like, well, we're going to go to the districts of these Republicans and force them to comply. Are you going to force them? Schumer, didn't that kind of backfire on you with the, you know, the Supreme Court, hell will rain down on you shit? Oh my gosh. And then you get on social media and say, well, it's time to take the streets. It's time for violence.
What can they do to Shira? Can anything be done?
No. But it is the ones that are, it's taking us away. It's time for violence. We've got to act. We need to kill these people. And it's like, lady. And it's always some freaking chick. I'm like,
yeah,
you literally are choosing exactly the wrong audience. It's all guys like me with training and weapons. And I'll tell you, here comes a motorcycle behind me. Yep, he's going to go around because he's a fucking motorcycle. There are a lot, I'll tell you, there are a lot of guys out there going, you know, I'm getting really sick of this shit. And if there, I don't want there to be a civil war, but if there is, I'm going to fucking enjoy it. I don't. And I blame women.
Oh, I do too.
Because, oh, good. And I'm writing about that. I'm writing about this on, young men for
always
women. For the
VIP comment.
Well.
And saying the most horrific, just stupid things.
Well, I think what they've created are women focused institutions like schools and things. Remember, it used to be all the women were teachers, but the principal was always a man. And he was always like, when it was my age, it was like, it's Mr. Bailey. And of course, Mr. Bailey had literally been at freaking Iwo Jima, right? It's all these World War, because it was like the 70s and they were in their 50s. And it was like, when I was 20, I was killing freaking krauts. You know, with an M1941, I think it's a M1941 bayonet. Okay. I'm not taking a lot of shit from, the little seventh graders in San Mateo, California. Right. Just things that are not in the cards.
That
let's put
smart ass Schlichter.
Schlichters, because Scott was there too.
Oh, yeah.
So let's put things I'm not going, things that are not going to happen, taking shit from smart ass seventh graders. We're going to put that right here at the top. Okay. And so it was, in some ways, it was a masculine, still a somewhat masculine organization. It ain't, those guys are gone, right? Those, they're not, they're, that's not how this works. Have you noticed all the movies about, a teacher that, teaches their kids to actually learn? Almost all of them. There's that Gangster Paradise one with Michelle Pfeiffer's difference. No, she was an army girl. So that she gets credit. The other ones, like I was Stand and Deliver, and there's that other one, the one with Morgan Freeman. It's about men.
Yeah.
Okay. Women have a role. Men have a role too. And if you take them out of it, what do you get? Incomplete human beings. And one of the things that completes a human being is getting the living shit kicked out of you. Okay. I have lost a lot of fistfights that has come out on the bad end. I have also won a good number of fistfights. No, I think
you'll
it
be in the black
it is. I mean, I don't go around going, I got my ass kicked a lot. I'm pretty proud of it. I'm not proud. It's like a formative experience. Everybody needs to get the shit kicked out of them. You know why? It teaches you a healthy respect for freaking the potential for violence. And of course, I dealt. In mass violence, as an army officer, my job was to have, literally thousands of young men and control their violence.
Right.
I'm not like anti-violence, but violence isn't always the answer. But, when it is the answer, you better check V,
Without a strong male presence, and I don't mean being a dick or an asshole. I mean, right. Just being, stern. Right.
Well, not taking shit from young males or females
and being consistent, but being a strong male. If once teenagers are just insane and they grow up to be.
Well, the thing is, now you have schools where if a bully is bullying somebody, because people will be bullies if they can get away with it. And you turn around, and you kick his ass, which happened. I remember I got in a fight with a little fucker. In Mrs. Brewster's sixth grade class. He'd just been riding me. I just threw my books down and I went at him and he suddenly realized, Kurt's got about 30 pounds on me. And I remember Mrs. Brewster said, no, Let them fight. Great, it was fucking gladiator school in Spanish. Lucha! Lucha! Lucha!
Lucha libre.
But I'll tell ya.
The lucha
little libre. Fuck boy.
Yeah, he stopped messing with
me. He didn't mess with me anymore. It just wasn't profitable.
I do think, especially young men, boys, or older boys, whatever, do need to have a strong male.
I mean, it's...
Again, inappropriate.
Right? Well, I'm not... you can be too feminine, you can be too masculine. You don't need Arlie or me at every point in your life. You do need him when you're trying to become a Marine. Okay? You're not doing anybody a favor being easy. But the thing is, now in schools, it's, oh, well, you know, we don't allow violence here. Well, in fact, you do. Okay. Because, see, that's why I had to punch the guy. What you're saying is, no, you can't fight back.
Well, no, gets in trouble.
Everybody gets
in trouble. Gets in trouble. It doesn't matter who started it, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
No. No. That's not okay. That's exactly the wrong idea. The right idea is Mr. Bailey, the guy who was, in the freaking 82nd Airborne Division before he came home and became a freaking teacher, probably taught shop. He grabs each by a shoulder and goes, okay, you little bastards. What happened? He swung at me. Is that true? Yeah. Well, looks like he hit you back. Don't swing at him again. Get the hell out of here. That's how you handle that sort of stuff. You've got to...
They've all taken on that policy where it doesn't matter whose fault.
Yes, I know. And it's
annoying.
It's stupid and destructive.
Yeah.
But as Michael Malice says, school is the only place most Americans in their lives will experience significant violence.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And remember, what they're saying is, no, we're not banning violence. We're banning
self-defense. Yes.
Okay, because obviously the ban on violence didn't work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know, but we always make sure that our...
Yeah, it is. But in society, we now have a significant number of people in our society, like this woman who's never met a consequence, right?
Oh, yeah, braless.
Yeah, braless. Yeah. Nippy McChardonnay. And, she just thought, well, I'm angry.
She's in her 30s when that's like.
She did look pretty wizened. Homegirl's going to hit the wall early. You better pull that thing out of your nose. Drop a few pounds and find your ass a man.
And she was cute. She's a cute girl, too. Yeah, I was like, wow, she probably has gotten away with a lot because of that, too.
Well, she got away because her parents said, no, it's okay if you act like a little bitch.
But my favorite was that retention. And can't I just, walk away from this? You be forgiven. Oh, you're going to split off of a warning. And no. No, that was awesome. That was so good.
Yeah,
I'm glad that, and we need to see more of that, for sure.
Oh, I fully agree. It is just bizarre that these people believe that.
Well, they did see so many years of it during the last Trump administration, right? Of leftists getting away with.
Well, the school administrators have been letting people get away. Basically, we're about to drive by UCLA. At UCLA, if you're Jewish, you're screwed. You are subjected to violence. You aren't allowed in places because you're Jewish. You're not allowed to go to classes because you're Jewish by these little terrorist blowers. And, the Trump administration said, no, we're serious. You need to stop at Columbia. UCLA's got its own lawsuit problems with that. But you got to start, and Columbia's like, well, we're gonna ask them very nicely not to hassle the Jews anymore. And, we tried nothing and we're all out of ideas. That's Ned Flanders' dad. I tried nothing and I'm all out of ideas. And Trump said, okay, well, I've got an idea. We're going to take $400 million of your funding.
That's beautiful.
And they rolled over. They're like, yeah, we're going to start doing all these things. Yay, American flag. Fuck you, commies.
but no, American flag.
But it was beautiful. Columbia was like, oh, why? You know, we've discovered a few steps we can take. Mm. And Trump's like, nah, I don't know if it's enough.
But
Maine.
I think, I think Trump is a really good excuse to.
He's giving them an excuse to do stuff.
To do stuff. That
and
they can't admit that they
want to. Well, some of them want to do it. Not all of them, but some of them.
And I bet some of them have been wanting to, but they were just too afraid.
Well, a lot of people were able to point out, Trump. Because Trump has done something Republicans haven't done. For some reason, moderate Americans, Republicans, were convinced that there were certain guidelines and rules and guardrails and norms about using American power or your power of office, and you just don't want to exceed, you just don't want to push it.
The gentlemanly
thing. And Trump's like, no, I got the power, we're doing it. Hey, law firm that engaged in, collusion bullshit, I'm pulling all your security clearances. That's going to completely fuck your legal practice. Now, you got to understand, it was funny. Somebody's like, And he did that. He did this to a number of firms. One of them, Paul Weiss, immediately rolled over and basically said, we'll do $40 million of conservative we'll NDEI. We'll allow a referee in to make sure we're doing that. We're not going to do any of this shit again. Great. They rolled over because, you know, they're Fortune 500 clients, the ones who need them for something like, you know, Overseas Practices Act, something where you may need a security clearance.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't have time for your fucking bullshit. Can you handle this case? Well, you know, we're not even allowed in courthouses now. It's like, and they're like, okay, well, we're going somewhere else because I don't have time for it. Because you decided to play footsies with these motherfuckers and do this stupid shit. And now you brought this down yourself. Don't think I'm sitting around. Give me a call when you unfuck your shit. Man, I've repped Fortune 500 companies. You want freaking cold-blooded? They are cold. If you can't perform, you are gone. And that's, you know, and I'm sure behind the scenes he was going to things like Boeing going, hey, here's a couple of law firms you don't want to be using, you know, because it would make me mad. You should think about that. And they're like, well, you know, he's the guy picking and choosing. I think our relationship is over. And one judge, I love how one judge said, well, you can't do that. President can't decide who gets security clearances or not. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And of course, it's an anti-Trump judge who's literally on video calling him an authoritarian. Department of Justice moved to disqualify her.
Huh.
She said, she's got a track record of, you know, screwing with Trump. She can't do this case. We have a reasonable expectation of fairness, and she has already, you know, I got her on video. Trump tweeted out the video of her up there. Trump is an authoritarian. She's prejudged. Pull her ass off. Now, they might not, but the point isn't to get her off. The point is to make the point and maybe get her off. But using this power, you know, against law firms, against individuals, against schools, public against NATO. Hey, we're not doing anything unless you come up with your 4% or 3%. But, oh, my favorite thing. By the way,
help with it.
Elon, well, I got, there was an Australian report from Australia. Australian angry, major diplomatic incident because Doge is cutting funding to 7 Australian universities. And I put up, why are we funding 7 Australian universities? And Mike Lee, the senator, came on and said, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Elon came and responded to him and said, no, you're right. I was like, okay, I got Elon once removed. That's like 1 degree of Elon separation. But the point is, I mean, again, why the fuck are we giving? I mean, this is like hundreds of millions.
Interesting for Australia.
Well, this is like hundreds of millions of dollars for Australia. This is like hundreds of millions of dollars. That there were, I don't know what the hell it was.
Australia is not poor.
No, but you know, nobody's poor.
Why are we giving them money?
Well, everybody's poor when you're giving out free money. Why? Yes, I'll take $500 million for diversity in wombat communities. Oh my gosh, there was this video of this influencer in Australia, and she stole a wombat mother's baby. And the poor wombat mom was like chasing her, and she's like, bitch. Which brings me back to that other idiot. We're back to Tesla.
What?
Because we got on a tangent. The guy who chased down the woman.
Yeah.
And like cut her off and gets out with a freaking. Oh, right. He's in camouflage wearing a mask. Starts coming to the car.
Yeah.
First of all, the woman time out was like, I'd love to get rid of my Tesla. So she, bitch has Stockholm syndrome. So suddenly my pity went down. But dude, I can't think of a better way to get fucking shot. It's like, dude, stay away. Well, first of all.
Well, he, you know what? I'm sure he checked to make sure it was somebody who he could definitely overpower.
Well, it was a woman.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah, but could she overpower, you know, a 9mm?
Well, it's a Tesla, a female Tesla driver. What are the chances?
Well, look, I'd like to get a Tesla now.
Well, yeah, but that's now.
That would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have.
I mean, it's like Jesse Kelly putting out his address. Oh, I would love to see this woman come and try to do that on my car, which is parked at. And he gave the address. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Anyway.
Hey, it is funny. But no, somebody's going to get killed doing this. And I'm going to be like, oh, adopt a highway, Atheists United. That'll show you Jesus people whose civilization I take advantage of. Every other civilization would freaking kill me because, you know, I'm a bizarre weirdo who hates God for some reason. You know who believes in God more than anybody else? Freaking atheists.
They can't stop talking
about
it. They
cannot stop talking. They're like CrossFitters or vegans. They just cannot shut up about it. It's like, I get it. You don't believe in God. Noted. Can we move on? No.
Let me tell you more about
it. I'd like to tell you more. Why do you keep trying to, you know, freaking elaborate on a negative? I don't understand. Except I do. They have a giant void that they want to fill up with whatever you have. No. No. See, that's the word we need. Hey, nipples. No. Hey, guys, you know, trannies who don't like Teslas. No. You know? Hey, law firms who collude with the Democrats. No! That's what this is all about. We're done. We're done taking shit from midwits.
Well, we have a real...
And mediocre people.
Look, his demeanor... he has really changed a lot, Trump. I'm talking about Trump.
Yes.
He's so much more disciplined, so much more serious.
I mean, he's still fun. Governor Trudeau.
He is hilarious. But Governor Trudeau. But... When you see him, like, I mean, I still can't get over him at that fire station.
Just own
it. The Palisades. And I mean, that was a man. That was a serious man who cared. And
he was an executive.
Yes.
He was saying, hey, I need you to do this, this, and this. I expect it to get done. And they're looking at him like,
they've never seen
him. No one's ever told me I had to actually do something. I mean, I got elected. I get to go to Ghana.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I got, you're expecting me to do something. Well, it may take 5 years. He's like, that's not acceptable. The thing is, it will take 5 years.
Yeah. And that is unacceptable.
Well, it's also not our problem because, you know what? We don't live in the city of Los Angeles. We didn't vote for that dumb commie whore.
I mean, it's just, it's really hard. It's really hard to feel sorry when 80% of them voted. Her, but then it's like, what are they going to do in the next 5 years? They've had businesses all along those areas. What are they going to
do? We could remember we went over there because we wanted to kind of drive through, see what was up.
Yeah.
And the cops and the National Guard stopped us from going in. You need a pass. And I specifically said, well, I want to go to Palisades, the town where, you know, it's like a little town. You can buy things and there's, he goes, now only residents can get in there. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not going to. That's good. That's not good. I mean, I get why the security, but that's bad, right? We, you know, you would want to not have that happen.
Yeah. Well, you would think that they would complain about this. Be up in arms about it, but whatever.
But look, I can't.
Not my circus.
I can't. Not my circus. Feed your own elephants. No, I look, I say this a lot, I can't care more about your problems than you do. Right?
Yeah.
This is a giant, you know, the mismanagement of your, say, if it doesn't bother you, I don't know why I'm supposed to be bothered. Because human beings have a bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
You can only meaningfully attend to, care about, think over a certain amount of things. So I'm pretty rigorous about it. I love when people are like, you know, oh my God, kill the Hamas people. Don't you care about the Palestinian children? No. No, because I can only care about a certain number of things, and I'm applying my test. Would I have to care more about these persons or this thing than the people who are directly, you know,
causing them harm,
responsible for it,
for that?
Like, you know, their parents, their people? And if the answer is yes, then I reject it. Okay, because I'm not going to take up my valuable caring bandwidth to care about their bullshit. That's, you know, spending millions of dollars. My other favorite is millions of people are going to die if we cut USAID. People are going to die of AIDS.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. 40 years ago, I knew how not to get AIDS.
Yeah.
And I took...
And that hasn't really changed.
That has not changed. I have taken steps not to get AIDS. I don't use intravenous drugs. I am not sodomized. I do not go to Haiti.
Okay.
All right. I have done those things, and I have succeeded in not having AIDS. Which
you have done those things?
Not done those things. And you don't have AIDS either,
no,
which is kind of proof.
I don't. Yeah.
So I'm thinking after 40 years, if you've got AIDS...
I don't think we've kept that secret.
If you've got AIDS after 40 years of this, I got to say, perhaps you need to review your decision-making process. Because it's led you to a bad, bad place. And that, and the result, the cause of that bad place is not me. Well, you're not giving me the drugs to fight it. Well, that may be true. Why do I have to give it to you? Don't you at least nominally have your own government in like freaking Mozambique? I mean, you guys made a big deal of going, oh, we don't want to be a colony anymore. We want to be independent. Okay. Voila. You know, you're independent. Portuguese are gone. There are certain things you have to do when you are an independent country. Take care of your own people would be pretty much the most basic one, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we?
Why the day after we stop giving AIDS drugs, everybody dies of AIDS? This indicates to me the lack of a certain infrastructure for public health within your country. Oh, wait. You didn't have to build one. Why? And it's not necessarily an unreasonable decision, because the Uncle Sucker agreed to come and do it for you. I mean, I don't... Look, if somebody's going, hey, I'm going to give you free money, and you take the free money, I'm not...
Well, it's like...
You know, I don't blame you for not... I understand why you haven't... You know, you've had the free money. Now, the problem is... When somebody's giving you free money, you got to assume that at some point they're going to go, you know, we've been giving you free money for a while, so I think we're going to not anymore. Which seems to me to be a perfectly legit response.
Yeah.
And you need to plan for that day, right? They didn't.
Yeah.
I can't help that. We are not morally obligated to do everything for other people simply because we've been stupid enough to do it in the past, thereby allowing them not to do it. Well, they're all going to die, though. Well, everybody dies. You know? They're like, well, it's 12 cents a day. You're depriving them of 12 cents a day? Yes. You can put up 12 cents. Their own government could put up 12 cents. They cannot do any of the three things that get you AIDS. I mean, there's a variety of options. So, I don't... I just... I keep coming back to that. The answer is no. I'm just not going to do it. Well, it's all your fault. Don't care what you think. I don't care. Well, you don't care about any... You don't care. That's right. You've caught me. I care about all the stuff within these two little guideposts of caring. All right? As I have explained to other people, my entire job is to make sure Irina is set for life.
There you go.
Anything else I do, that is my whole job. Right?
I like that.
But it's true. So anything, anybody else who might have a claim on my money, you go to the back of the line. Because that's not my job. That would be your job. There are certain material things that you want. In some cases, I will help you get them. If I'm inclined to, but most importantly, if I have done job one, I am the man. I am to provide for my wife.
And you do.
I have. You are set for life. If I die, I've got so much life insurance. If I die, holy shit, anybody out there, you want to marry her.
Oh, no.
Because homegirl going to be rich. I got so much insurance.
Okay.
Well, I did that when I was working law, right? Because, you know. Huge earning potential then. I mean, I got huge earning potential now, but you know what I mean. But I needed to make sure that you were set. And now I've got like these legacy insurance policies I keep paying on. So if I die, look at the bright side. Okay, you can get a third house. Right, at least.
At least. All right. Okay, anything else?
Are you, what, you're tired? We've gone...
I don't know.
Oh, this is long. This is 37 minutes.
It's been long. And we've been on the 405.
Yes, we've been on the 405. We are now at, from South Bay, we are now not quite UCLA. We're at Wilshire.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been slow. We're going out to dinner with conservatives. We've got to drive an hour and a half to find them. An hour and a half and leave the city. See, that's funny.
We brigadoon. Yeah.
Brigadoon. But anyway, okay. I think I've talked enough. I think it was
exhausted.
I think it was a good. I think it was a good session.
Yeah. Okay. And we didn't even talk. Did we ever talk about the university endowments?
We have not talked about the endowments.
It's for another time.
Yeah, but a lot of these universities are well endowed, and I'm not talking penis.
Okay, so that was Matt Taibbi used that in his title.
Well endowed.
Yes.
When I think of Harvard, I don't think of well-endowed. I think of somebody going, you know, I went to Harvard, and me looking at my watch going, whoa, I've known you for 48 seconds, and you've already got the Harvard in.
Oh, he'll get it in another, every 5 minutes.
You know what? You know what the worst would be? Hi, I'm a Navy SEAL who went to Harvard. I'm a vegan. I do CrossFit, and I don't believe in God.
Oh, my.
All right, with that, go find my Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Go follow me. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday is John Roberts. Going to talk to you about how John Roberts, you've read that. That's a good one. As we're going to be on the road a little bit, Wednesday VIP, I'm going to write about young males. You guys will want to read that. Thursday, Gavin Newsom. Have a nice one. Gavin Newsom, and why it's great that he's doing this podcast. Because they're concerned out there. This is Carl Warren normalizing Gavin Newsom. And I'm like, we have a lot of powers. Normalizing Gavin Newsom. Not one of them. So you guys want to check that. And then, of course, Friday, from the road, I will do my stream of purchases. Maybe my army buddy, Russ. I could do it with...
That would be good. Yeah.
I could do it with army buddy. Oh, he would love it. Russ is an interesting cat. He literally got hit in the head at the 120-millimeter rocket in Iraq and got medically retired. And he didn't die. He wasn't even in combat. He, like, writes me an email that day. Hey, Kurt, I'm in the combat support hospital. I got hit in the head with a 122-millimeter rocket. And I wrote back, well, thank God it didn't hit a vital organ. And he, like, brought that up yesterday. He's like, you totally did that. That's the most Kurt thing ever. I'm like, yeah. See, that's why army guys are great. We're funny. It's comedy gold, baby. Oh, there's my parents. There's where my parents are laid to rest. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Anyway, we also passed where Andrew Breitbart's laid to rest.
Yeah.
So, I always come up 405 with a hint of melancholy. Anyway, books. Kelly Turnbull series is out. There, if you get a hardcover, there are the hardcovers and formats have been unified, so they're all the same. And I have them all together, and they look beautiful together. All eight of them.
They really do.
There's a ninth one coming out. It's two books away. The book after the one that we're working on now is going to be on the Second Civil War. It's going to make the attack look like, you know, A Wrinkle in Time. I don't know how that works. I just thought of a girl book. And you and I, Arena, are working on Los Angeles, which is our conservative fantasy detective novel about Los Angeles. And that's going to be out next month, I think, when Salty gets the cover. And it's almost done, and I think it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun to write. So we're having a good time on that. That's about it. I want to thank you guys for being VIP members. Consider being VIP Platinum members, because there's a lot of great stuff you can do. And we're going to be doing some cool stuff later this year just for Platinum members. I'm very excited about it. Anyway.
Oh, and don't forget, there's a graphic novel.
Oh, the graphic novel of Kelly Turnbull. Watch my Twitter thing, because then you can link to it. The artist is running kind of a crowdsourcing thing on it. And the cover is amazing. And I've seen some of the art. It's badass. It's really good. It is good. So we'll talk to you later on the next issue of Unredacted. Goodbye.